coming years and gets more colorful all the time. We're fortunate to have two wonderful musical groups with us this weekend who are going to be singing tonight and tomorrow night. Before I introduce them, though, I want to pay attention and acknowledge the gifts of two people who are going to be hiking tomorrow, so we can't do it tomorrow night, even though tomorrow night is kind of going to be the final close of the Rainbow for this year. Rainbow on the Mountaintop started in 1987, and it was kind of the dream of Elmer Witt, the director at the time, and it was an effort to, I guess, bring more colorful people to the village and perhaps challenge our Scandinavian heritage a bit and help us to experience a whole more diverse village. And that is gradually happening. But two people that were real key and have been key all 3 years in making that to happen are Jody Kretzmann and Ingrid Christensen. And we want to acknowledge what they have done the last few years and give them a great deal of thanks for all the work that they've done in putting this all together, all volunteering and donating their time. Jody and Ingrid, are you both here? Where's Ingrid? Jody? Why don't you come and say something? I'd like Jody at least to say a few things.
Thank you. This work is a pleasure. There's Ingrid. Hi, Ingrid. Thank you. This work is a pleasure. We've committed a lot of our lives to seeing how in little ways we can contribute to linking folks into a more multicultural reality and into a more rainbow reality, and we have in lots of different settings around the United States and in our hometown of Chicago, we've really never felt a place more ready to do that, to extend itself, to extend hospitality, to stretch itself than Holden Village. And I think that both directors, Elmer Witt and now Scott Hosserud, live out a commitment to make this place connected with the entire globe. And to make our witness here in this mountaintop a little bit of a vision of what God's world could be, and it's just been a great pleasure to be involved in some small ways in that work here. So it's with great pleasure that we sort of head into the sort of ultimate nights of this summer's Rainbow on the Mountaintop, and with great pleasure introduce a couple of groups which are now old friends of Holden Village, an extended part of the extended family of Holden Village. These are folks, one group of which, Shades of Praise, has been is here celebrating its third year at Holden Village, and Chanticleers, your second year back, and we're feeling like Shades of Praise and Chanticleers are both part of Holden's extended family. It's wonderful to see you all back here. We've got a treat. We've got a treat with two concerts, one tonight and one tomorrow. They're both going to share the billing on each of these evenings, and they're going to be doing different sets of music on each of the evenings. So we just look forward to feasting on music in the next couple of nights. We begin with the Chanticleers, Mrs. Mildred Tuggle, and a wonderful group of singers have dedicated themselves to keeping alive the incredibly rich history of African American spirituals. And they are people who have not only dedicated themselves to that end, but stretched all of us into the history of African Americans through the spiritual heritage. And it's a pleasure to see you all back up here. They'll start off and then be followed by Kent Stevenson and Shades of Praise. We'll have two different styles of music tonight, and both of them, I think, will hit certain parts of our souls and bodies. Welcome to the Chanticleers first.
Good evening. It's a pleasure to be back again. As usual, we have been running all over everywhere since we saw you last. And it's just wonderful to get back up on the mountain.
Amen.
Where we can get rest and peace and quiet and serenity. And we thank you for inviting us back, and we are proud to be thought of as a part of your family. And just now we'll start our program. I guess I'm messing this thing up some way. I might add, for the first song, we'll be doing one of the very old spirituals, and it was one of those that was just after slavery. I've Been Butte. To come down off of that is very hard. We're going to be doing As for Man. This is a contemporary number by Soderwall, and it's just different. It's not a spiritual. We thought we would put a little mixture, and I miss a lot of my singers, and I didn't realize it until we started performing, because I have more sopranos and more altos. So just bear with us. All right. As for man, his days are as grass. What else, man?
His days are as grass.
As the flower of the field.
So he flourisheth. It is gone.
It is gone.
Where's that text now? found in Psalms 103, 15 and 16.
Oh, soldier, won't you hold out your light? ready, oh, I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready, oh, I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
John said the city was just four square.
To walk in Jerusalem just like John.
And he declared he would meet me there.
To walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Never been to heaven, but I've been told.
To walk in Jerusalem just like John.
The gates of pearl and the streets of gold.
To walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready, oh, I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready, oh, I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
You say your Lord has set you free.
To walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Why don't you let your neighbor see?
To walk in Jerusalem just like John.
I never shall forget that day.
To walk in Jerusalem just like John.
When my Jesus washed my sins away.
To walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. Oh, I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready, oh, I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready, oh, I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
We rehearsed with.
Right. So
we
don't.
Like the Lord.
I cried and I cried,
cried all night long, cried and I cried until I found the Lord.
My soul, my soul, my soul,
until I found the Lord.
I walked and I walked.
Till I put on my crown.
This is a little experiment that I'm sure all of us are going to enjoy. As the Chanticleers has so beautifully completed the first part of the program, and we go into the second part, we're going to merge for a very short introit that says, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace.
Lamb of God, you
part of our tradition, a vital part of our tradition, is coming together to worship, to praise, to celebrate, to enjoy each other's company. And it's a jubilant kind of thing. I don't want that reality to be lost on this audience tonight. So I want to invite you to become a little more jubilant and smile at us, please. That's one thing that I insist on. Some have very subtle smiles. So we would like for them to be a little more demonstrative. Our first song is a gospel version of an old spiritual that says, when all God's children get together, what a time. Oh, what a time it is. It's a celebration. It's giving thanks with the whole of your being. And we want to start with inviting you all to sing with us. So we're going to have just a little rehearsal at this time. There's a men's part, and the women's part is divided into two parts, upper and lower, which would be soprano, alto. And the line is, this is going to be at the end of the song. Now, some of you are looking very quizzical at me. So sit back and get with it. No lip syncing, please. You've just got to sing. That's all there is to it. And the line says, we're going to have a time, we're going to have a time. We're going to rehearse that line, and the men will sing their line. There's another part of a tradition that comes from Africa called call and response. The caller calls out, and the people will respond with a line or a phrase that completes that line. So the sopranos and altos will be the response. They will respond. Okay, now, I need to see how many of the ladies in the audience sing in the upper range. Don't be shy. Great. You all are now, oh, come on, more than that? All you others are altos? Yay. Okay. Sopranos. So that means the rest of you all sing low, right? Okay, great. Let's have our little rehearsal here, and then we're going to put the whole thing together. And when your part comes, you've got to come in and sing, because you're all officially part of the choir now. Okay.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're the Shades of Praise Choir, and we too, like the Chanticleers, would like to thank you for including us as part of the Holden family, which I think is one of God's most unique families. Very quickly, so have some sense of continuity. Spirituals evolved from a people during a very oppressive time and spoke of most of the feeling was for longing for a better situation, a better land after all of this madness is over with the Creator. And it was rooted in the South. Gospel music evolved as an urban phenomenon when the spirituals came into the cities. It kind of bumped up against the kind of raucous old blues and Dixieland and jazz that was already there in the cities. And after a while, in the churches, it began to merge. And gospel music evolved as a more rhythmic, a happier kind of expression of the feelings of this same people. And times were getting a little bit better, so the messages were more for celebration, being happy for us here, bringing us all together, and to have a good time in the Lord. We're going to open with "When All God's Children Get Together, Oh What a Time."
Get together, what a time. marvelous, marvelous, marvelous things. Praise the Lord. Marvelous, 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 marvelous things. Praise the Lord. Marvelous, 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 marvelous things. Praise the Lord. Marvelous, 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 marvelous things.
Let everything. Now, first of all, I don't believe in a quiet audience, so if you sit there and stare at me, I'll stare back before I sing. Okay? Thank you. Okay, good. And it's real simple, so once we get to the chorus, the choir will do it. Or do you want to do it now? You want to do it now? Okay, we're going to do the chorus. It's very simple. Once there's love all over the world, no one's going to take it away. Very simple, right? Right? Thank you. Come on now, let me hear you.
Once there's love all over the world, no one's gonna take it away. Once there's love all over the world, no one's gonna take it away.
So that means when we get back to the chorus, it should be real loud in here, right? Right? Right. Okay. The wind has changed its direction and brought a song of love and life for everyone to sing. It's blowing in the wind, blowing from a land. Upon a hill so high, that land is Zion. Let's sing a song for all of God's children. We're gonna sing of one love. Yeah, yeah. We're gonna sing of one heart. Yeah, 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 yeah. Once there's love all over the world, no one's gonna take it away. Once there's love all over the world, no one's gonna take it away. No one's gonna take it.
No one's gonna take it away.
Now that was pretty good for a try, for a dry run. But we can do better than that, right? Because we're here at Holden and we obviously believe in that concept, right? Right? So let's have a little bit more enthusiasm, a few more smiles, and I think it'll come across a little bit better, right? Okay. Oh, the wind has changed its direction. Come on, we're right here. And brought a song of love and life for everyone to sing. It's blowing in the wind, blowing from a land upon a hill so high, that land is Zion. Let's sing a song for all of God's children. We're gonna sing of one love. Oh yeah. We're gonna sing of one heart. Yeah, 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 yeah. Once there's love all over the world, no one's gonna take it away. Once there's love all over the world, no one's gonna take it away. Once there's love all over the world, no one's gonna take it away. No one's gonna take it away. Once there's love all over the world, no one's gonna take it away. Once there's love all over the world, no one's gonna take it away. Thank you for helping me.
See trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow are so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow are so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. think to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh,
no more sorrow.
Thank you so much. We're going to conclude our joyous evening of musical celebration with a song that we do every year called I'm Looking for a Miracle. And I think a miracle has happened here tonight between all of us and all of you, because some new things have been experienced, and that's what Rainbow is all about, I think. Do any of you guys over here know Miracle? Sort of. Come on up. Just wing it. Anybody else? You guys know it over there? I saw some hands. Just believe and receive it. God will perform it today. That's so powerful. Just believe and receive it. That's all you have to do, is to believe and receive it. God will perform it today. I'll say quick closing remarks now, because afterward we'll all probably scatter. But thank you all for being such a tolerant and patient audience. You probably haven't been browbeaten and smacked around like this ever before, but it's only because we love you, and we want you to just sing. Okay.
I'm looking for a miracle. I'm begging you, Father.
you'll just have to come back tomorrow for more.